Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
The future of medicine. That is our topic.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, most discussion of healthcare these days revolves around angry discussions of the political. Meanwhile, the technology continues to leap forward in some pretty cool ways. And Christopher Rowland, a business reporter for The Washington Post, joins us to discuss some of those technologies. Hello, Chris. How are you?
Hey, I'm well, thanks. How are you doing?
Great. I was caught by your piece in the WAPO about the smart pills and more. Tell
I
us
don't
about.
Like the idea of a pill spying on me, I'll tell you that.
Well, you're not alone. I mean, there's quite a bit of concern about what it means to have a digital pill. So where you take a medication and it has a sensor inside of it. So it's like a regular pill, but it does emit a signal as it goes into your stomach, and then your caregivers can track that and make sure that you took your medication. What it's trying to do is solve a big problem of people not being what's called compliant with their medications, that people aren't taking their medications. If people took their medications as they're supposed to, the theory is that it would improve public health, and that's probably true. The question is here, what kind of, you know, sort of big brother aspects does this introduce? And people can, monitor you digitally, taking your medicine. It raises a number of privacy concerns and also concerns about effectiveness, whether it would actually work as intended.
Am I correct that one of the main areas of interest in this sort of thing, this $1,650 pill, is for folks with schizophrenia?
Well, so the first drug approved by the FDA in 2017 to use this digital technology is indeed a antipsychotic medication called Abilify, and that is primarily for people with schizophrenia and also bipolar disorder. And so that is the first population that it's being introduced in, which you could see as a potential sort of public relations mistake, because these are people who have significant issues with paranoia and difficulty taking their drugs. But on the other hand, it is one of the populations where the need to have compliance with medications is the greatest. Because when people do take their medication and they have schizophrenia, their manic episodes are controlled much better. And when they go off their medications, they can lapse into crisis with, you know, potentially, you know, devastating consequences, including, you know, fatal outbursts and things like that. So you can see the need for it, but you can also see the you know, the real potential downsides.
Yeah, I'm trying to picture this in the real world. My son's been on Abilify, but he's, you know, a kid in our house, and we know whether he takes his pill or not. But if he was out on his own taking Abilify, this would be an opportunity maybe for us or the doctors or whoever to know. But boy, you do get into some weird areas, though. As soon as
you do. And I mean, so, you know, so it's about agency, right? Like, so what's that individuals and, you know, your son's, I'm sorry to hear about your son, and that's, you know, definitely, you, so you understand this firsthand. You know, what about their rights to self-determination? And, you know, are they being, you know, are they doing this voluntarily? And so are they also able to, you know, manage all the different complicated aspects of the software and, you know, understand everything that's happening? You know, are they being coerced at all? So it raises a lot. And then what happens to the data? So is the data kept in a very closed loop, or is it potentially, you know, what are insurers doing with that data? You know, there's, you know, a lot of data that just goes out and is, it's difficult to control people's healthcare data now. So, you know, raises a lot of questions about privacy.
Chris Rowland's a business reporter for The Washington Post, and so far this technology is, like, devastatingly expensive, too, right?
Well, it is. So, you know, Abilify, and there's, you know, generic Abilify, you know, you can, it's not an expensive proposition any longer to be taking these antipsychotic drugs. And this would jack up the price to $1,650 per month, which is, you know, very expensive. A lot of health insurance companies are looking at this and say they raise a lot of concerns about this price, and it seems quite expensive when, you know, the generic version of Abilify is cheap. So, but beyond that is whether it actually works. So, you know, the insurers who have their hand on the throttle of drug costs are going to be looking to see if it actually works as intended. So, so far it hasn't been proven that this will actually improve compliance, that it will have somebody, you know, continue to take their drug. That remains unknown. The FDA approved it just based on the fact that the digital signal is emitted once it goes into your stomach.
Yeah. Okay.
So the end goal still is unproven. So that $650 a month cost is prohibitive and is holding the marketplace back right now.
Christopher Rowland, business reporter for The Washington Post. Chris, great job. Good to talk to you. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Yep. You know, there's so many things that are so amazing in medicine these days, but they're so expensive. And then, you know, you find out it could really help you, but I can't have it because there's no money for it. That seems like an injustice.
Oh, yeah. Well, this treatment that we're starting for my son today is insanely expensive. And insurance, thank goodness, covered it. But if it didn't, and it often doesn't for this very treatment that we're doing, it's going to be somewhere around $60,000 probably.
Great Scott.
I mean, so do you do a GoFundMe or second mortgage on your house or choose not to do it?
Loans from family members,
right.
Everybody, you know. Well, if you're desperate, you do what you have to do.
Right, exactly. Yeah, that's all got to get figured out. The idea of swallowing a pill that transmits something, you know, the records of your being prescribed it are already somewhere. I mean, if you're worried about being hacked or that information being somewhere.
Yeah, probably so.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring? but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring, and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.